In any case, whenever she recalled the night when Lady Lancaster had changed her life, Emily remembered how the ladies had tittered and cooed over the lads when David and Alexander had moved out of earshot. The memory of the conversation was still emblazoned in her mind.
"Isn't that David a beautiful specimen of golden perfection?"
Lavinia Brudenell gushed.
"And Alexander is so tall, dark and handsome," Susan added, equally smitten.
Emily groaned. Lavinia raised a perfect eyebrow.
"Let me guess, Emily dear. Both men are beneath you."
Emily simply shrugged.
"Oh, Emily," Charlotte admonished, "how do you ever expect to find a husband with that attitude?"
With a snort of derision, Lavinia waved her hands.
"And to think, she has been deemed the diamond of the season. Every man in this room wants to make a match with Lady Emily the Cold, and she doesn't want a one of them."
"I am standing right here, Lavinia," Emily replied. "Please refrain from speaking as if I were not."
Eyes flashing, Lavinia tossed a long lock of light brown hair over her shoulder.
"Be that as it may, Emily, but I rather think you should be over there."
The girls had looked in the direction Lavinia had indicated. In the far corner, by one of the heavily laden refreshment tables, Rose Warren and Sarah Jardin stood awkwardly. Neither one had danced with anyone that Emily had noticed, and despite being with each other, they both looked like they would have rather been anywhere but in that ballroom. These two ladies were generally avoided like the plague by the other debutantes. They were the kiss of Judas to attracting dance partners, as the men may be obligated to ask either Sarah or Rose, or God forbid both, to dance as well.